Good morning. Happy Easter to you. March 31st, little fun factoid, less than 25% of our Easters occur in March. Most of them occur in April, but here we are March 31st. Well, there was another Sunday, March 31st, 1935. It was just another day in East Los Angeles. People went about their day as they did any other Sunday in the spring. But it wasn't just any other day for some people. And after I tell you what happened, possibly it was not an ordinary day for you either. You see, the youngest of three children, born to Jewish immigrants to the United States, entered the world. Herb Alpert. For the uninformed and uninitiated, of which there may be a few out there, Herb Alpert is an American trumpeter who led the band Herb Alpert in the Tijuana Brass during the 1960s, so it's only fitting that we have some brass, our own version of the brass this morning. Now, Alpert recorded 28 albums that all landed on the Billboard 200. Five of those albums became number one albums. A lot could be said about his genius. He started his own record label, A&M, and I still get chills when I hear The Lonely Bull. Oh, it's so good. Or any song off the wonderfully titled album, you know it, Whipped Cream and Other Delights. Amazing. That album, incidentally, was the number one album in 1966, outselling the Beatles, Frank Sinatra, and the Rolling Stones. Herb Alpert's no slouch. But in actuality, March the 31st, 1935, it's a pretty ordinary day. Just another day, like a million other mornings, just the same. Dawn breaks upon the Sea of Galilee in Capernaum, across Tiberias, the fishermen gathering for their work. Dawn breaking, of course, down in Judea and Jerusalem. Men and women stir from their slumber, thoughts of the Passover festivals and the coming day. Just another day, like a million other mornings, just the same. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. No, this was not just any other day. That day's implications were still unknown to most of the people who were living there in that area, and in fact, its implications are still unknown to many today. Yes, the Romans had crucified more troublemakers a few days earlier, but that wasn't terribly unusual. The Romans were always doing that sort of thing. But one of these fellows happened to purport to have been a prophet, and I guess he didn't see this coming. Just another day, like a million other mornings, just the same. For centuries, God, who created the world in love and for love, has heralded his unceasing affection for humanity. Everything God has done and will do is an expression of love. It cannot be any other because God is love. And is that not what the incarnation, the creation, all of this encompasses? It's a revelation of limitless love for the world. And this seemingly ordinary day, in a dusty corner of the world outside cosmopolitan centers such as Rome or Alexandria, the sin of humanity is bled into the ground outside of Jerusalem. The cross a perfect and compelling display of divine mercy. Yet, without this morning, Easter morning, the third day, the Apostle Paul tells us that our faith has no relevance if it's only Good Friday and no Easter. We are still in our sins. Christ's body on the cross was the document of humanity's guilt, of our brokenness. The resurrection is the receipt of our acquittal. Listen to this verse from the book of Acts, 17th chapter, 31st verse. God has fixed a day on which He will have the world judged in righteousness. Okay, God's fixed the day. The world will be judged in righteousness by a man, Jesus, whom He has appointed. And of this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Think about that verse. God has fixed one day for the world to be judged. Jesus is the appointed one to do it. And He has given us assurance about that day by raising Jesus from the dead. Just another day, like a million other mornings, just the same? Hardly. This was not just any other day. You know what? As I was thinking about this, this is an aside, so, but it occurred to me that as I was preparing how differently the heavenly context unfolds in the occurrences of the incarnation and resurrection. Okay, these are two pretty big days for us as Christians, are they not? I mean, incarnation, Christmas Eve, this place is full just like it is now. Resurrection Day, it's full just like it is now. These are our big days. If you remember when Jesus was born, the heavens couldn't contain themselves, right? The heavenly hosts erupt in joyous praise and celebration. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. But today, it's pretty subdued. No fanfare of the moment. The heavens aren't breaking forth with heavenly hosts who can't contain themselves. I would expect the heavenly version of the Tijuana Brass to be out there. It's Resurrection Day. But that's not what we get today. I just thought that was interesting. March the 31st, 2024. We sit here this morning perhaps wondering if we dare believe and accept this sweeping proclamation about love and its triumph, this assurance that's been given to all by the raising of Jesus from the dead. Why should we believe it? The world is still filled with retribution, wickedness, suffering, despair, and death. And we desperately need to hear the good news, the announcement of a resurrection morning and the dynamic power of God's merciful love. I know morning after morning it might be easy to despair. Famine, pestilence, violence, all manner of incivility happening all around us, as it always has, I suspect. Hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, horrific suffering, they didn't cease that morning in Jerusalem. Life, it seems, has pretty much gone on as it always has. It's just another day, like a million other mornings, just the same. Except that it isn't. This morning, Easter is the global reminder that God treasures us, and that His life-filled and life-giving actions on that morning outside Jerusalem reach to the extent of all space and time. It is the announcement that good triumphs over evil, and good reigns in this world and in this universe. Dare we believe it? Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she says, "If you've carried him away, just tell me where and I'll take care of it." And Jesus says to her, "Mary." I love that. Jesus says to her, "Mary." This morning, hear Jesus call you by name. Not in judgment, but in disarming affection, like I suspect happened in that occasion. Mary. Easter is the clarion call of loving victory for humanity. The glorious resurrection of Christ for all, for his disciples, for his enemies, and yes, for the glorious Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. I am glad that you are here this morning. It's not just another day, like millions of other mornings just the same. No, today continues the encompassing salvation wrought by our Savior Jesus Christ. The resurrection is forgiveness in constant and eternal action. It will not cease. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It is accomplished for you.